I propose we get started as some of you it's very late and for others it's very early in the morning. So, and thank you for joining. First question, Kim, did we receive any apologies besides, say, potentially Nigel's?
Mark, the apologies are noted on the notes pod. Martin, Annabeth,
and Danko. Okay, thank you. Yeah. It's too, the letters are too small. Okay, thank you very much. I want to move over. So you've seen the agenda. Any other people want to add to the agenda, change? If not, I don't see any hands up or something. So I think the agenda is accepted as such. Thank you. So as you may recall, those who attended the last, say, the call 2 weeks ago, we sent out a issues identification paper, and we had about 2 or 3 weeks ago, no, 3 weeks ago, and we had a discussions on some items, mostly by Martin. I think these concerns were addressed in the sense of they were more about the context of the issues than anything else. As to the, I say, the issues papers, you were asked to check whether you see any additional items and or some of the items should be deleted. To date, I have not seen any comments from the group. So this is, this, in that sense, a call for confirmation of the issues paper. Are there, I see Nigel is on the call. Oh, Al Eberhard. Hi, Eberhard. It's, so if there are no additional issues around or topics you want to discuss around the issues identification papers, I suggest that we close them and we move on to the next topics. So final round for comments on the issue identification papers.
Pat, did you get my email about the headings?
Sorry, Debbie?
Both of them were titled Retirement of CCTLDs.
No, it's the, I think they were, one was on retirement and the other one was review. Maybe it's from the substance point of view, but I should have sent them both to you. Maybe, I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, but that's true, but both the heading and 1.1 were the same. And
okay. So you're talking about the Strawman or the issues identification paper?
No, you're right, the Strawman, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm on the next one, sorry.
Yeah.
My brain's slightly muddled, so...
Okay, I'm sorry to hear it. Hey, about you typing, so I'll wait till you've finished.
No, carry on. I was just apologizing why I'm delayed.
Okay, thank you. So... I assume, say, based on this, that we can, say, conclude the identification topics later. So, Kim, would you be able to, put, say, we go on to the next one, the first discussion of the Strawman. Could you go to the one of the two Strawmans? Doesn't really matter which one. And the way I propose to deal with this is not go into the goal, scope, and issues to be addressed, but first discuss section 2 and till 7. So, and it's scrollable, isn't it, Kim?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So first go to sections 2, 3, 4, and 5 for discussion, because in both charters or draft charters, Strawmans, they are the same. So if you want to have changes, I think they should apply to both, so that makes it easier. So any questions, comments on section 2 of the strawman? And again, this is the first reading, so we'll revisit it online and if necessary in 2 weeks as well. Any comments on membership of the working group? No? Then I'll go into section 3, operations of the working group, working methods. Just a little bit of background on this one, and it was included in my note to you. This is based on, say, the current CCNSO guidelines regarding working groups and the adopted, because it has a little bit of elements of cross-community working groups and that framework. So you may think it's some of the stuff is out of the blue, but it isn't. So so a little bit of background. So any questions around section 3, operations of the working group? Any comments? And again, for this one, if you have any comments after this call, you can send them online as well. So we'll discuss them. I don't see a hand up or anything else. And let's... Then I'll go into the next section, section 4, deliverables, working method, etc. Any comments on section 4, deliverables? Again, just to make sure, say, the reason why I suggested papers of the working groups is to avoid confusion in the end with, say, reports, which is the stuff that needs to be produced by the issue manager at some point. So that's the language in the policy development process itself. So this is, hence the use of the word paper. No comments, then I'll go into section 5, the miscellaneous one. Any comments on this one? None. Don't see any comments online, no hands up. Then working group timeline, again, this will need to be filled out at once this is adopted, so that means adopted in the issue reports. And then the final section, and this is say related to this particular one, is the references. So it's more the, say, once we go into the details of the issues, etc., whether the references is, are correct and you want to include it. But as a section, anything else? No? Any general comments, remarks around this one? Peter, go ahead.
Hi, Bart. This is Peter. I have one general comment. I read somewhere in the Strawman proposal that there should be at least 10 members of the working group representing CCTLDs.
Yeah.
But also, in Article 2, it states that membership is open to both representatives of CCTLDs as other interested parties. Is there somehow a mechanism to prevent that members of the working group representing CCTLDs get outnumbered by other members not specifically linked with a CCTLD whether it's a CCNSO member or not. Thanks.
Let me check. I can't say if that's the case and that's one of your concern, then it should not be included. But so there is very clearly a difference between participants and members. So maybe that's one mechanism. And let me check observers. I need to check, but so, your concern is noted, and I'll get back to you online on this one and to the group. And I see...
Okay.
And I see Eberhard's concern. Council can sort this out, and Martin will be typing as well. Eberhard, go ahead. I see your hands up.
Yeah, I think the members are appointed by council and observers have no voting mechanism, so I don't have an issue with that. So far we have never had a problem in this regards, and so we should... it's a valid concern, but we have never had a problem.
Yeah, no, but let me check just to make sure that this happened, because if it's observers, then it's you're quite right. They have a complete different role than members. Members are appointed and have a different roles, and there has been no issue. So, but let me check for and thanks, Martin, for noting it. Any other comments on general comments or concerns? If not, then let's go to section one of this. So if you scroll up again, this one is on the retirement. If you say section one, goal, scope and issues to be addressed. Let me explain what I've done is I have used the issued topic papers and inserted, say, not as detailed as discussed last week, but I've inserted at least the background material around it. So in this case, RFC 1591, Framework of Interpretation, CW stewardship, etc. So this is about the review, should be the review one. So that's wrong. Apologies. This is about the review mechanism. And this is your concern, Debbie. So this is about the review, and as you will see, it's the only difference is really in point 1.1 goal that should, and the title, it should state review mechanism. But say the section 1.2 is the same section in both charters, draft charters, and the real topic is around, so the real scope, etc., is proposed in section 1.3. So what I've done as an introduction and background, so to set a little bit the context of the topics for future working group members and people working on the developing, is I've included, say, the references in RFC 1591, Framework of Interpretation, and the stewardship and accountability proposals, and the current bylaws. And then in section 1.3.2, I have, included and listed the topics that were identified in the topic papers. So that's just a bit about what I've done. Are there any questions, comments at this stage on, in particular, section 1.3.2 and also 1.3, so both introduction and background and on the topics, issues raised? Yes, Patricio, that's what Debbie noted as well. My apologies for creating that confusion. It is not just the title, it's also section 1.1. So any comments, questions, in particular around 1.3, because I think that's the real meat of the charter, around the review mechanism. So this is about the review mechanism. I don't see any hands up. Any Patricia, go ahead. Patricia, we can't hear you. Maybe you should unmute. Patricia is typing. Could you type it in your in the chat, Patricia? Your question, comment. Anybody else? Any comments in the meantime? Patricio, this is not just say this was the charter has always been, and the decisions from council has always been around all decisions relating to delegation, transfers, revocations, and retirement. That was discussed, say, starting in Helsinki, continued in Hyderabad, and if you look at the council decisions, they've always been like, around these four topics. That was one of the issues why, if you recall from the Helsinki meeting, the order of doing the of PDPs and the working group became an issue. So it's always been about these decisions relating to these four, I would say, actions. Does that answer your question? Okay. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? If none, what I'll do is I'll update the title and section 1.1 and recirculate it after the call. And we'll send out, say, if anybody has any other questions or concerns, please raise them on the email list. And based on that, say, then we go into a final discussion or another discussion in 2 weeks' time, if necessary. So, Kim, could you change to the retirement? So this one is correct. Yep. Again, so this is section 1.1 is about retirement, and this is the charter. So again, using the same, with the exception of the, I would say that, I'm sorry about the format, but any questions, concerns around section 1.3? So 1.1, 3.1. So this is again the background information, and then I need to include the number of 1.3.2. Peter, go ahead.
Yes, I'm just wondering, Bart, and it's not that I'm against it, but I'm just wondering whether it's relevant to add it here. Within this, you also in mentioning conditionality to a delegation of a CCTLD. In some cases, the delegation of a CCTLD was made conditional upon the retirement of a CCTLD. I think we would better focus on the retirement issues themselves, and I'm not certain whether we want to expand this to conditionality of a delegation. Just my thoughts. I'm not pleading to remove it, but I'm not entirely certain that we want to go down in that area.
I understand your concern. At the same time, I don't mind deleting it at all. It's your PDP. At the same time, what you saw in the past, and I know, say from the reactions, and maybe, Kim was around at the time, but I don't want to put him on the spot. Say in some cases, the retirement, was used as, and this is a strong word, became linked to a delegation, or the other way around, that, say, a CCTLD manager was, as part of the delegation, was required to take actions around the retirement of a CCTLD. And that's the subtlety, say, that's the link. But I don't mind taking it out, and maybe what I maybe references the case, and this will may or may not come up in the discussions. But so it's not intended to open up the gateway to delegations and importing it. And so delegations as such should not be included. But at the same time, you see, in some cases there was this link.
Okay, I think I have a better view on it now, Bart. So what you're actually saying is we only look at this conditionality from a perspective where a new TLD was delegated and that part of the deal, between brackets, was that if a new TLD is delegated, that another TLD linked with the issue is retired, and that we only addressing this in that direction, and that we are not addressing it in the direction in the opposite direction.
It's not a condition for delegation, although it, say, in some cases it could have been, but say there is a clear, say, in some cases there was a link. And that's documented in say, the IANA reports. And the question is whether under a policy this type of link should be maintained or not. And if not, what should replace it, if anything?
Let me put it this way, Bart. You have two versions of the same issue here. You can say, delegation of TLD A is dependent from the retirement of TLD B. That's one flavor. And the second flavor is just the opposite, that you say retirement of TLD A is conditional of the delegation of TLD B. And I see a cause for one of them to be added in the scope of the PDP, namely the one that needs to figure out after a delegation of a TLD, there was a condition for a TLD to retire, has that happened or not, and what are the issues involved. So in that perspective, we strictly focus on retirement. In the other way around, retirement of a TLD and then delegation of a new one, we should not be focusing on the delegation of the new one. That's what I would consider to be out of scope.
Absolutely. But I'll have a look and see if I can clarify that link and get back to you on that one. It's a very fair point.
Okay, thanks.
Any other comments, please? Eberhard, you're typing.
No, carry on. I just wanted to make sure. I don't think we don't need to deal with this at this stage. And secondly, we don't need we only need to deal with retirement.
Yeah.
Okay. If the case of retirement shows, oh, it's a conditional thing, then we must, of course, include it. But I don't think it's the drafting team's position. I think that's what Patricio means. And I agree with you.
So I just want to say whether or not that's not the question, but it's more, so I just wanted to, I have included it just to raise awareness of it, say it needs to be addressed at one point, which direction it ever goes, but that so it's not forgotten. So any other comments, please? If not, so then the next step is, as I said, I will update this version to look at, say, the language of Peter's concerns. The other one, the review mechanism, I'll update section 1.1, and also, and in both versions, I'll look at the clarifications around section 2.1 around the scope of membership, taking into account that ultimately the members are appointed by the council, so there is this difference. I think, and then I'll circulate them as soon as possible on the list, so opening it up for further comments, so second round for comments, and my suggestion is that we schedule the call for for the 22nd, but if there are no comments and if people agree online that we cancel the 22nd comments and that it will be included as such in the issue report from the issue manager. Okay, any other business? I don't see any hand, no comments. Eva, go ahead.
Somehow I have a delay with my typing, whatever. I like to have an ICS, a calendar file, for each meeting as early as possible, because then I never get the UCT and the times wrong. So if okay. Kim or Joke, when the time is set, just send out an ICS calendar thing, then it goes into my calendar, and I know exactly at what time, because of my time difference and my practice requirements, I have to be careful that I don't overlap with patients.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Eberhard. As you can see, Kimberly has noted it, so consider it done. If not, any other business? If none, then say, as I said, I propose that the next call will be on the 22nd, but tentatively, and hopefully we can do this online. Thank you very much for your attendance. And have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, bye-bye, all.